No. Okay. The outro is not working. For some reason.
You have to do this first. Okay.
Testing. I had a dream. And my grandmother was standing. She woke up to a theater that was showing the Wizard of Oz. Climbed on stage and played a song. The entire audience went there. I was really confused when I woke up.
You're listening to Sonic Blanket on CKUW 95.9 FM. Sorry, I'm having like some technical difficulties right now. Just give me 1 second. Okay.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Hi, you're listening to Sonic Blanket on CKUW 95.9 FM. Been having some technical difficulties, but we're back. We're good. Turns out I just don't know how to use all the equipment sometimes, and that's okay, because 6 minutes late is not that late. But yeah, I just had a coffee, feeling pretty jazzed, feeling pretty good. Happy Tuesday, and I'm excited to be here today. Flipping through my notes a little bit. Yeah, I've got a good show for you today. I also wanted to just talk about the fact that CKUW is going to be hosting our annual fun drive soon. It starts on February 7th and runs until the 21st. During that time, we're going to be trying to raise money on shows to support the station because, you know, we're independent from the university. We don't get funding from the university or government, really. So, yeah, we really depend on those donations to be able to, you know, like, fund the variety of shows that we have. And, like, I don't know. We've been doing some training for that recently. And one thing that's really stuck with me is just how it's important to kind of emphasize the reality that community radio is very human. And I think, like, one of my big concerns with the internet and stuff, especially right now, is just, like, the fact that everything is really automated, or it's like a bot, or it's AI or something. Sorry to be a old person, but it's kind of weird, you know? Like, it just doesn't feel real. And I don't know, I think, like, sometimes to keep myself sane, I just rely on, like, my real life interactions, and definitely coming on the radio every week to, like, talk and play music that's special to me for a reason. And I don't know, that's kind of the feeling that I get from every show on CKUW. You know, it's real people coming here, sharing their ideas, playing some tunes, and, like, I think that's as good a reason as any to, you know, do what you can to keep CKUW running. So yeah, we'll talk more about that when we get to February 7th or so. I don't know if my show's on the 7th or not, but yeah, we'll talk about it then. But today I have some tunes, as always, that I want to play for you. And these tunes are special to me for the reason that is, I really liked them when I was a kid. And they didn't just come out of nowhere. Like, I didn't just pick them up. These songs came because my mom was really into these bands and she had them on her iPod. And we would just listen to songs on her iPod a lot. Or, like, I don't know, we had a special aux cord for, like, the first generation iPod. So, like, that big rectangular charger, like, built into our car. I think somebody got it for my mom as a gift. I don't know. Anyways, we would listen to the iPod a lot, and my mom was really into a lot of different music. She's always had a very vast music taste, but she was really into, like, the White Stripes, and she was really into the Black Keys. I got into the Black Keys when I was pretty young. Saw them when I was 14 when they came here. But yeah, I'm mainly going to be focusing on the first four songs from a White Stripes album to start us off, because these four songs especially are pretty significant to me. I feel like I love the way they sound, but also they just, I don't know, when I hear them, I'm like, oh, this reminds me of being a kid. This reminds me of being in the car with my mom. She would sing some of these to me too sometimes, probably because they were just in her head, but I look back on them in a sweet way. So yeah, these songs are from the album Distigi by the White Stripes, which came out in 2000. A little background on the album: it was made amidst Jack and Meg White's divorce, but they still decided to make an album together. But yeah, it was recorded in a living room amidst their divorce in 2000, the year I was born. And yeah, I don't know, the first four songs on this album. I'm not going to play the whole album because it's kind of a, you know, that's kind of a commitment. But I think that the first four songs are especially special to me. So we'll listen to those, starting with You're Pretty Good Looking for a Girl. And then, yeah, we'll check back in a bit. Very strong four song start to an album. That's the last thing I'll say. All right, enjoy.
got a little bird. I'm gonna take her home, put her in a cage, and disconnect the phone.
I think I'll marry you.
You're listening to Sonic Blanket on CKUW 95.9 FM. If you're just joining us, we have been listening to the first four songs of the album Distigi by the White Stripes. Came out in 2000, was recorded in a living room amidst Jack and Meg White's divorce, but they still decided to work together. Thank goodness. I grew up listening to the White Stripes a lot. That's kind of how I wanted to start the show today, by playing a few songs that I grew up listening to, and I think that those were the good ones. I mean, I want to do it again, you know. I definitely want to play some more music from when I was growing up, because there was a lot of good stuff. So I think that I am gonna do something a little bit different. Not different in the whole sense, but just different from listening to music right now. I mean, I've got a beautiful record lined up for, like, the last half an hour of the show, but, you know, we've still got 7 minutes until then. So we're gonna listen to some poetry. Well, you're gonna listen to me playing some poetry, and so I hope that you enjoy that. I'm just putting on some quiet grouper in the background. I don't know if that's the right vibe for this poetry. I was gonna read for you some poetry by David Berman, but now I am feeling like this is too, like, ghoulish of a vibe. Let's switch it up. Let's switch it up to this. Much better. Yeah. And, yeah, this is Sligo River Blues, for anybody who doesn't know, by John Fahey. Great guy, definitely. Yeah, let's get into it. We're gonna start with, this is also, Actual Air, David Berman's poetry book that I was gonna read from for you guys today. We're gonna start with The Charm of 530. This book of poetry was originally published in 1999, but I think this is like a reissue, I believe. So let's read The Charm of 530. It's too nice a day to read a novel set in England. We're within inches of the perfect distance from the sun. The sky is blueberries and cream, and the wind is as warm as air from a tire. Even the headstones in the graveyard seems to stand up and say, "Hello, my name is." It's enough to be sitting here on my porch, thinking about Kermit Roosevelt following the course of an ant, or walking out into the yard with a cordless phone to find out she's gonna be here tonight. On a day like today, what looks like bad news in the distance turns out to be something on my contact, carports, white courtesy phones are spontaneously reappreciated, and random okays ring through the backyards. This morning I discovered the red tints in cola when I held a glass of it up to the light, and I found an expensive flashlight in the pocket of a winter coat I was packing away for summer. It all reminds me of that moment when you take off your sunglasses after a long drive and realize it's earlier and lighter out than you had accounted for. You know what I'm talking about. And that's the kind of fellowship that's taken place in town, out in the public spaces. You won't overhear anyone using the words dramaturgy or state inspection today. We're too busy getting along. It occurs to me that the laws are in the regions, and the regions are in the laws, and it feels good to say this. It occurs to me that the laws and the regions and the reasons are in the laws, and it feels good to say this, something that I'm almost sure is true, outside in the sun, then to say it again, around friends in the resonant voice of a 19th century senator, just a lark. There's a shy-looking fellow on the courthouse steps, holding up a placard that says, "I kind of liked Clinton." His head turns slowly as a beautiful girl walks by, holding a refrigerated bottle up against her flushed cheek. She smiles at me and I allow for myself to imagine her walking into town to buy lotion at a brick pharmacy. When she gets home, she'll apply it with great lingering care before moving into her parlor to play 78 records and drink gin and tonics beside her homemade altar to James Madison. In a town this size, it's certainly possible that I'll be invited over one night. In fact, I'll bet you something. Somewhere in the future, I am remembering today. I'll bet you I'm remembering how I walked into the park at 5:30, my favorite time of day, and how I found two cold pitchers of just poured beer sitting there on the bench. I'm remembering how my friend Chip showed up with a catcher's mask hanging from his belt, and how I said, "Great to see you. Sit down. Have a beer. How are you?" And how he turned to me with the sunset reflecting off his contacts and said, "Wonderful. How are you?" It's a good one. Okay, we're going to read one more. And I'm going to try to read it better, because that one was a little rough, if you ask me, on my part. This one's called From Cantos to James Michener, Part 2. The jets move slowly through the sky like they'll never reach Denver or wherever they're going. And I have the feeling that people are high-fiving nearby. Spontaneously, like a saloon brawl, where everyone suddenly starts fighting, as if each man has a preconscious knowledge of which side he's on when he enters a crowded room. And this fight starts with a Polish joke that a man at a bar begins to tell, but it's not funny, as it concerns a stillborn child and an alcoholic slain by the last European wolf. And even after 3 hours, there's no punchline in sight. When he reaches the part where a Polish scientist who has been navigating through millimeters of wilderness discovers subatomic temples in a rust sample, none of the men are listening. They are thinking about their own childhoods, about the deep embarrassment of scoring on your own team, and the view from falling behind. If you have ever quit an imaginary job over an imaginary pay cut, mistakenly taken your house's thermostat for a dial with which to focus the windows, written a play about the special relationship that blooms when a withdrawn honor student is assigned to tutor the school's baseball star, fallen in love with the woman who plays the part of your character's wife and bears you a child that can communicate with rust, been deafened by the panoply of voices in the classifieds, tied up every private detective in town with false leads, taken photos of people saying, "Shut up," or know a place where you can get married at midnight, then you know what I'm talking about. I love that one so much. Oh my gosh. There's a larger part to this poem, but it's kind of separated, so I'm just gonna stop there. But, oh, perfect ending. Yeah, I love David Berman's poetry. I think it's very good. Sometimes I feel like I butcher it a little, but the last time I read it on my radio show, I was like, yeah, no, I did a good job of this. All right, so now we're gonna move on to what I have next for you. It is an album that I picked up while I was visiting my grandparents in Alberta. It's the album Hunger for a Way Out by the band Sweeping Promises. They are from, where are they from? They're from New York, I think. Yeah, it's good. I really like this album. Like, I remember like the first track on it, which is, it's called Hunger for a Way Out, which is the same as the album. That was my favorite song. I was hooked. I really like the rest of the album too, but honestly, I'm saving the best for first. They saved the best for first because that's my favorite song on the album, the first one. So I hope you like it too. This came out in like 2020, I think. I think it's pretty timeless. But yeah, I've had enough of talking. So let's listen to this. Here is Hunger for a Way Out by the band Sweeping Promises.
flashing in the background.
I want to thank you for listening this week to Sonic Blanket on CKUW 95.9 FM. Join me next week when we listen to other tunes. But for now, have a good night and be good.